Hi, welcome to the Theme Park Trader Podcast with your hosts, Ryan and Dan.
Hello.
This week, we're finally... What kind of hello was that?
I know, it was weird.
Hello.
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 This week, we're finally getting to Fast and Furious Supercharged.
Yeah.
Everyone knows our reactions on how terrible we think this attraction is, but we are reading out reviews from other guests who have been on this attraction. So it is poor reviews of poor theme park rides. And it's our first ever one of those.
I think we should touch on some good ones at the end as well.
Yeah, just I agree. I agree. There must be some, mustn't there? So we will touch on those as well. But we are very much in agreement that this is not a great theme park attraction.
Yeah.
So this is our first poor reviews of poor theme park attractions. And so sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Each of us has a dream, a heart's desire. It calls to us, and when we're brave enough to listen and bold enough to pursue, that dream will lead us on a journey to discover who we're meant to be. All we have to do is look inside our hearts and unlock the magic. Clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
So, should we get straight into these?
I think so.
I mean, I don't know if we're going to be spending an hour on this.
I don't know. Do we need to summarise the
ride itself?
Yeah.
Well, so a few episodes ago, we talked about it. We reacted to it on one of the live-ish ones.
Yeah. So if you haven't listened to it, it's your own fault.
If you hear that rumbling, that's my stomach. I have a habit of not eating before.
Something dodgy's going on down there.
I have a habit of not eating before I record. It's not good. we have touched on it a couple of times before, but broadly speaking, I think we're both in agreement that this is probably our least favourite attraction in Orlando.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this. What would you prefer to go on, Fast and Furious or It's a Small World?
That's difficult.
It's not. It's an easy one for me.
I know it's an easy one for you because you love It's a Small World.
Yep.
You
had a great time when It's a Small World when we rode it this year.
I was singing, dancing along, rocking the boat.
We were in a front row.
Yeah, we were actually, yeah. The horror.
Front row.
We got front row some great rides, like Living with the Land, front row. Did we get front row twice?
We got front row twice and back row, I think, and Living with the Land as well.
It's faster at the back.
Yeah, you could really, really is crazy stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I love Living with the Land.
It's great, right?
It's great at the front because you can stretch your feet out a bit.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so Fast and Furious is a horrendous ride.
It's bad.
I mean, I may prefer to go on.
Well, you know, the thing is,
It's a Small World.
It's a small world. It's more like It's a Song.
I would easily go with E.T. than Fast and Furious.
And we both
dislike E.T.
Oh, we did E.T. this year.
We did.
Still haven't
the first half
opinion.
Is good, as we've said before.
Yeah, and I think
the second half is an absolute shocker.
The second half just makes the ride terrible. you come off going, why?
Yeah, why don't you just make the entire ride based on the film and not some weird like spin-off thing?
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I love the guy with the walkie-talkie where he was holding a gun before. Still one of my favourite things. Because he's clearly supposed to be holding a gun, and he's holding a walkie-talkie in the most stupid way. So, let's get into these. Fast and Furious Supercharged Group Review. For a ride titled The Fast and Furious, it was disappointing that it was neither. Pros. The Rock says Cookie Puss. I love that.
It's brilliant.
1A. The girls at the party.
Why are they 1A, 1B?
I don't know. And then the cons are 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
1B. A few fancy cars to look at in the queue. Cons. The girls at the party are swiftly moved on. How you go, ladies?
Yeah.
2. Being sprayed in the face as rancid water and now possibly having Legionnaire's disease.
I mean, I guess that's a concern.
Yeah, it's a valid concern.
Well, it's a concern at quite a lot of rides, really. Yeah. Especially the old ones. You think the new ones, yeah, it's probably not so bad.
Yeah.
Old ones where the pipes haven't been there.
Yeah, that's not good, is it? 3. Everything other than the pros above. This is the worst ride I've been on in 20 years. The ride in the people carrier to the car park was more entertaining. This ride was a total disappointment. With a movie series with so much potential, it is amazing that a ride this terrible could be produced. Avoid, or at least sit in the middle and have a nap.
Yeah, I mean, it is pretty incredible how they've been able to create a ride so bad.
I don't understand how they've done it.
No.
I mean, it's a massive building.
Yeah.
A massive building.
And yet, what is in it?
I don't know. Well, the queue. It's the queue, isn't it?
The queue is really long.
Yeah.
Really long. But obviously not as in the wait time is really long, as in the length of the queue.
And it's like it's across like two warehouses, the queue, isn't it?
I don't get it.
No.
And there's two pre-shows.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
No.
I mean, I don't even know why they need one pre-show, but...
No, just board you straight on.
Yeah. I just don't understand it.
It's just terrible.
And the graphic quality of the ride itself is horrendous.
Yeah.
You think it's no more detailed than Kong. And the graphic quality on Kong is so much better.
Yeah.
Multiple times better. I don't understand how they can make it so bad.
I honestly don't. I don't know who designed this ride, and I don't like to say people can't do their job, but they can't do their job.
Whoever made that ride cannot do their job.
It's awful. It's so bad. If you can hear Donna singing, I must apologise. She uses the opportunity of every Sunday when we podcast to clean.
Okay.
And she's much like Snow White, but without the singing voice.
And the animals roaming through the house.
Well, depends on how long in gaps that she's not clean for. It could well be.
It's harsh, Ryan. It's harsh.
My parents, I do my shit. I empty the bins. I hoover.
Okay.
I'm cleaning the ceiling. My parents have currently got a rat.
Oh, no.
Mm.
Really?
They thought it was a squirrel.
Okay.
Because it keeps making this knocking sound.
Right.
But apparently what's happened, all the exterminator thinks, it's run up the... from the sewer, up the drain pipe. Squirrel 2 gone through the grill, up the drain pipe.
What grill?
Where the pipe goes out.
Oh, okay.
It's got through some tiny gaps in the grill.
Right.
Gone up the pipe into the loft, and it's also running through the walls.
Okay, the cavity?
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's got, because I can hear it around the back of the kitchen wall sometimes.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah. So the exterminator's been in. He won't be around for much longer. I don't think. But yeah. Because my mum genuinely thought it was a ghost.
Okay.
Because in the middle of the night, she was hearing this like... And also like it sounded like the kitchen doors were being opened and closed because all the knives and forks were rattling around. But what's happening is as the rat's running past the back of the cupboards, it's making like a rattling sound. So the knives and forks are rattling around.
So is it inside the house as well?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
And I said to her, what happens if it takes the poison and dies behind a wall?
What
are you going to do there?
Yeah.
My dad was just like, just wait until it decomposes and let the bones sit there.
God. The smell is going to be bad.
He's like, for a few weeks, then it'll be fine. All right. The next one says, Fast and Furious Ride. We visit Universal almost every year and love the park, rides and attractions until now. Fast and Furious is the lamest ride we have ever waited in line for. Thankfully, we had express passes, so wait wasn't too long.
I mean, to be fair, even if you don't have express pass, the wait's not too long.
It's not, no. Was it like 15 minutes?
Yeah.
The pre-ride is neat, but builds you up for utter disappointment. When we return to the park, we will not go back on.
The pre-ride is neat? What, is in the shows?
Some of the cars that there are quite nice.
Yeah, that's it.
That's literally it.
The pre-shows are a shocker.
They are, yeah. Hi Todd, thank you for your candid feedback. Universal, what have you done? Fast and Furious, says Mark G. G Blood.
From Shropshire.
Shropshire. Visited Universal Studios from the UK while on holiday to see the new Fast and Furious ride.
Hopefully he didn't travel for that ride.
I think he did.
Did
we have waited 2 years for this after the last visit. Universal, what have you done? The queue up is great, lots of cars, interesting to look at, and great build up. Then the ride, which appears to be done on the hurry up, with no real thought or imagination. You basically ride along some of the footage, and that's it. Really disappointed given the quality of some of your rides. lacks imagination and creativity in a brand new ride. The rest of the park is great, including Jimmy Fallon. So my advice for the sidelines is to close this down and revamp it. There are too many poor reviews for it to be a coincidence, and I'm a Universal fan.
See, that's another screen ride that's good quality.
Jimmy Fallon. Yeah, it's alright, isn't it?
Yeah.
We didn't go on it this year, though.
We didn't, actually, no.
It's only, probably the only one we didn't do.
Yeah. I don't know why. We didn't necessarily avoid it, did we?
Far from it, no.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious ride. I was recently at Universal Studios with my son. Both of us were excited for the Fast and Furious ride. After waiting over an hour, we finally got on the ride, only for it to be the biggest disappointment ever. The only good thing about the ride are the cars in the garage. What a huge letdown. I will never ride this again. Did I mention I waited over an hour with express passes?
What?
I don't believe that.
What was he doing?
I don't know.
What day was that?
Maybe she was looking at all the cars.
Yeah. she timed herself from when she got in to when she left the queue.
Yeah,
there was no queue. It took her an hour to get through, which I can believe.
It's
such a long walk.
It's massive, isn't it?
They were obviously expecting such hype for this ride.
Yeah, and then
nobody actually realised that it was absolute garbage.
I don't understand how anyone going on it from a Universal point of view just didn't go, yeah, I think we made a mistake here, guys.
Yeah, I don't see how they could have looked at that and think, that's a good ride.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Surely they... Do they put them through, like... Do they get people in to test it? As in, like, independent people to sort of see, yeah, what do you think of this ride sort of thing?
It must do. But it's too late at that point, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose.
But at the drawing board, surely it gets signed off. Because I know they borrowed this from part of a Hollywood attraction.
Yeah.
It's definitely been done on the cheap.
Oh, completely.
Because they seem to have this thing where that Universal are kind of coming out with a new ride every year.
Yeah, because obviously next year's one will be the new Harry Potter
coaster. And presuming the year after will be, unless it's not next year as well, will be T2's replacement.
Right, okay, which they haven't announced anything for yet.
No, but you assume...
Because we've now said that, they'll announce it the day after we record this.
Which is tomorrow, so that's fine.
Yeah, but we won't...
But we still won't know, so it's not fine. Fast and Furious and Fear Factor... Fast and Furious, dreadful ride, the worst on the entire park. Fast and Furious, you would think you have included all the ingredients for a spectacular ride. Cars, speed, spinning, fire, etc. But no, a party bus, which is incredibly boring and ended with a bus of a load of people sighing in harmonious disappointment, having wasted over an hour of their lives on this. Fear Factor, another replacement for something that was previously much better. Not dangerous or anything near to entertaining. Yawn. Come on, Universal. You are much better than this. Why on earth did you get rid of Studio Tours, Twister and Stunt Show for these?
I mean, the guy said an hour of my life wasted kind of thing.
Mm.
I'm assuming that must be quite a long queue because the ride itself is only about a minute.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's rubbish, isn't it?
Yeah.
Universal Fast and Furious ride. This is absolutely the most boring ride. It was a complete waste of my time, just like the ride on Skull Island. Difficult to see the screens depending on where you sit. I love Universal overall, and as a season pass holder, I visit often, but the latest attractions like Jimmy Fallon's ride, Fast and Furious, are very disappointing and not worth the money spent to create and build.
I mean, Jimmy Fallon, I can't complain much about Jimmy Fallon.
I think Jimmy Fallon ride itself is good. I think
it's him that's
going to bring it down, because a late night talk show host has only got a limited shelf life.
Yeah. And it has a certain, obviously a particular regional popularity. Like the US know, obviously we know him.
Yeah.
I know him. I haven't seen a lot of his stuff because, you know, I don't tend to watch it over in the UK. You have to watch it online, don't you, basically?
Yeah, we've watched a lot of his stuff on YouTube and, you know, he's got a lot of energy, but, you know, I think he's in his early 40s. You think... It's not going to carry on for another 20 years, is it?
Yeah.
Unlikely.
Hasn't really got the staying power, has it?
No.
And
if the rumours are true about his massive drinking problem.
But the ride itself is fine. I think, obviously, it's yet another screen ride in a park that's already saturated with screen rides, isn't it?
Really? Yeah, yeah.
It's certainly nowhere near as bad as... Well, it's not a bad ride. It's nowhere... I'll just say it. It's nowhere as bad as Fast and Furious.
No, I rode Jimmy Fallon's ride and I liked it.
Yeah.
I rode Fast and Furious and I thought it was absolute dog poo.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious ride. My wife and I travel several times a year to Orlando to stay at the Portofino Bay Resort on Universal Studios property. We love the resort minus the housekeeping, which continues to be substandard for a hotel of this calibre. I know it can be challenging with people coming and going at various times of the day. However, having stayed at the Bellagio in Las Vegas, and over 25 times in suites on cruise ships, Royal Caribbean, Celebrity, and Holland America, frankly, I don't get the lack of care and attention detail expressed by that hotel. The aforementioned entities experience the same challenges and do a much better job in the area of housekeeping. However, I guess we tolerate it because of the resort's amenities and proximity to the parks. With that, I digress. The reason for the review was to comment on the Fast and Furious ride at Universal Studios.
Yeah, they went off a complete
tangent. There's more written about the hotel than there is the ride.
That's crazy.
We were very excited to go, with the ride having just opened the month before. As fans of the franchise, we were really hoping for something great, like some of the Harry Potter rides. Oh dear. Instead, it was without a doubt the biggest letdown yet at Universal. The ride was worse than the newer King Kong ride, which too was awful.
Yeah.
In my opinion, it appears they utilised the same tram cars as King Kong. The best part of the ride was seeing the garage before the ride. The ride is so lame, it doesn't even have a restraint because it does nothing to warrant one. I hope the stars in the movie franchise never ride it because it will probably make them angry how it turned out. It's not even in the same universe as Fast Track at WDW.
Fast Track. Nice.
Hopefully this is not a sign of the future rides at Universal Studios Orlando, because we prefer them over Walt Disney World.
There was, what was that I was trying to...
King Kong.
Yeah, I was just going to say, the interesting bit with that is, they went in with really high expectations, because they love the franchise. Yeah. We went in with no expectations to this. And we were still disappointed.
We were angrily disappointed.
Imagine going in there with high expectations and then going on that ride.
Because we walked in going, this is going to be terrible.
And it was even worse.
Yeah. Because I think you got, because we kind of, but from speaking to people, we knew it wasn't going to be great. So going into it, we were like, okay, this is going to be terrible, but let's try and enjoy it.
I thought, okay, the storyline or whatever is going to be a bit naff or whatever.
But the ride itself wasn't
just the storyline, was it? It was just the pre-shows, the queue. Well, the queue, yeah. And then the actual...
The queue's a warehouse of cars.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
But the actual quality of the ride was just shocking.
Yeah.
For 2018, it was shocking.
I can't understand how anyone likes this attraction.
No.
I'd be interested to read some of the positive reviews in a minute.
After we got off the ride, there were people in the same car as us. They were like, oh, that was great.
Yeah. So have you been on another ride?
Did we just go on the same ride?
Yeah, I know.
Like,
I know people are different, but they're not that different.
No.
Fast and Furious ride is terrible. Whatever you do, avoid the Fast and Furious ride. Without a doubt, the worst ride I've ever ridden. The queue was more exciting than the ride. Biggest waste of time. I waited for this ride for 3 years when I first visited, and I'm so disappointing.
I mean, to be fair, Universal have responded to like all these reviews.
Yeah, every single one.
They must get so tired of replying to Fast and Furious negative feedback, mustn't they?
This one's great. Thank you so much for your honest review. I am happy you enjoyed the queue, but I regret your overall disappointment with Fast and Furious Supercharged. I am also a Fast and Furious fan, so I understand the excitement you had when you were waiting for the attraction to open. I'm sensing the feeling that they also agree, but they're not allowed to say.
Yeah, they're not allowed to say that. What was that?
I'm sorry you think this is the worst ride you've ever ridden, and it was a waste of time. I'm going to write all the words I think, but put them... The Fast and Furious ride. The Fast and Furious ride, what a piece of crap. Having express fast passes, and still we waited 45 minutes with the non-express fast pass people. The worst part of this is the piece of crap ride that lasted 3 minutes.
If that.
This is my first time, and I'm disappointed with this ride. I don't recommend anyone to waste their time here.
I'm surprised the people saying they're really long queues. We never saw a long queue for this.
No.
And people are saying even with Fast Pass, it's a long queue.
No.
It's
like, but to be fair, this was just when it opened.
Oh, okay. So this is earlier in the year.
Yeah.
But then you think the queue would drop off quickly because there's not going to be a lot of people re-riding this.
No.
It's not like a Harry Potter ride where you get off and then you go, oh, I'm going to go on it again.
Yeah, exactly.
That sort of thing. People aren't going to do that.
No. Review for Fast and Furious New Ride. Worst ride in all of Florida. Even with an express pass, the line was super long and super boring. The ride had absolutely nothing exciting. No fast and no furious. It was just a stupid bus ride looking at folks from the movies drive through a street. Oh, and there's lots of places where you can't see the screen properly. Some blind spots, if you may. They should have left Disaster. At least that was funny.
I mean, to be fair, they basically have left Disaster.
It's just it's a disaster. Yeah. Next one says, the pre-ride props are great. The ride is boring. Not so fast or furious. No seatbelt required. Ha ha. Don't even remember party buses in the movies. Don't waste your time. It's more Fast and Furious dodging traffic on the I-4 driving to the park. That's a good one.
I mean, that's very true.
That is very true, yeah.
Yeah.
Disappointment, Fast and Furious ride. So disappointed by the new ride at Fast and Furious. Total letdown. Thank God we didn't have to wait in line to ride. It was a rainy day, so not many people were at the park. Don't dare wait a long time in line. You will kick yourself because it's not much of a ride.
What's the response to this one?
I'm so sorry to hear that you didn't enjoy Fast and Furious Supercharged. I would love to speak to you more about your experience on our attraction.
Oh.
I think that...
That's pretty... They actually asked you to call them.
Yeah.
And discuss how bad the ride is. I'd like to do that call.
Yeah. can I please volunteer myself to take all calls about Fast and Furious? I'm so sorry. I do agree with you.
Yeah. It's shocking, isn't it?
It's so bad. That's not in the script. I'm not sticking to this script.
No.
Look, I cannot lie to our customers. This one is about Universal in general, so I'm going to skip that. Fast and Furious Recharged. It's not a good one. That's not what it's called.
Yeah, different ride.
Can't believe all this time wasted for this ride. They put you in a full bus and simulate there is a chase going on. The editing is horrible. You cannot really get a whole picture of what is happening as you have heads all over the entire screen. Thought they could do better. Yeah, that's the other thing, like, you're supposed to believe that a massive bus full of people is going at the same speed
as someone in super fast cars. And a helicopter and all this sort of stuff, isn't it?
It just doesn't seem right, does it?
No. I mean, there's at one point, is it Vin Diesel?
Yeah.
His character, whatever, I can't think of his name. But he kind of he kind of jumps onto this like helicopter thing.
Yeah.
But it's not a proper size helicopter.
No, he just looks.
I don't really know what it is, and it's all a bit weird.
Yeah, it doesn't look right at all.
I don't know if that's something from the film, or I'm not sure, but it's proper weird, whatever it is.
He's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just all, yeah, the graphics are just absolutely awful. Fast and Furious, awful. To begin with, even if the ride has been a good one, you can't see things on the right side if you're on the left because of how many people they have to a row. And the ride sucks, made no sense, it did no justice to the actual movies at all. Yep.
Yeah.
Fair.
I mean, the thing is, what they've done is, there is a bit of a storyline to it, and there's various characters from the films in it.
Yeah.
But if you haven't seen the films, like the latest films, you'd have no idea what's going on anyway.
We didn't.
I mean, obviously the ride itself, regardless of the story is awful, but regardless of that, the ride is awful.
Yeah.
But even if you knew what was going on, what I'm trying to say is they should have made it so that you don't necessarily have to know the story to enjoy the ride.
So good examples of that are Transformers.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You don't need to have read the comic books.
No, you don't need to really know anything about it to know. I mean, I'd say even the Harry Potter's rides, you don't need to know the story of Harry Potter to appreciate the ride. But this, you really do, because a lot of the characters, you don't know who they are.
They're talking to each other like everyone knows who they are.
Yeah, and they're talking to each other like you've got, I think some guy from the FBI comes in and you're meant to know who he is.
Yeah,
but if you haven't seen the film, you have no idea who he is.
Yeah.
So.
And The Rock's like, "Oh, I'm in charge now," and the guy's like, "What?" And he's like, "Yeah, I'm in charge now. Get out of here."
Yeah.
And people would have seen it and just like, "Huh." Everyone else is like,
"No,
what
idea.
Is going
no
on? Like, I don't
happening.
Understand.
Yeah.
Why is this guy not shooting The Rock in the face?
Yeah.
He's from the FBI. I don't understand. How are you not killing him?
Yeah. It just doesn't hang together. Unless you've seen the films, then you'd have more of an idea of the storyline.
Yeah.
It would still be awful.
I might sit through the films before next year.
What,
to see if it makes it any better.
I don't think it would.
I don't think it would either, but I think it's fair. I may be treating it a little bit fairer. Now, I know a good ride from a bad ride, and it's still a bad ride.
Oh, completely. I think even if I knew who all the people were, it wouldn't make a blind bit of difference.
No. Fast and Furious Supercharged. Take some spare explosives from the ride and blow it up. Believe all of the horrible reviews. Heed their warning and do not get on this ride.
Heed my words.
Heed my words. The creator of this ride needs to be waiting at the end to apologise to everyone for having to sit through this utterly confusing atrocity.
Yes, that's what
that absolutely should be
true. They should replace the person in the pre-show and just have the creator of this ride. I'm sorry for what you're about to receive.
I do apologise. There will be a $10 gift card for everyone afterwards. Yeah. No, a park official needs to be there and offer compensation time. Oh, no, compensatory time after the park closes to all that suffered any wait time for this letdown. Agent J and Agent K need to be on standby just outside the exit with their little red flashy thing to spare us any memory that we rode this thing. I can't believe they got rid of two attractions, Disaster and Beetlejuice, for this failure. I'm an annual pass holder and will not get back on this ride, so I can save room for anyone who does not listen to the reviews.
Yeah, I was forgetting about Beetlejuice as well. Yeah, they closed that down, didn't they?
Yeah.
Because it's got a massive, like, the actual, as we said before, the building is huge.
Yeah.
But the actual frontage of it is huge as well.
Yeah.
Because they've got, like, a massive courtyard there.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably for the expected queues to be queuing out the front of the ride, you see.
It's just so bad.
Like, they saw Avatar and we got, oh, you know, Avatar is popular. Or the queue for it is huge, but the franchise is crap. We've got Fast and Furious.
Yeah. Our queues are going to be, like, 7 hours long.
Yeah.
Next one says, after a waste of time, do not waste any of your time queuing for this ride. What a waste of time and money Universal has spent on this ride. Picture quality, poor. Ride experience, poor. Overall experience, poor. When will Universal stop with these rides? No thrill here.
I mean, he says stops with his rides. I'm assuming he means the screen-based rides. I'm not sure, because I don't think any of the rides that Universal have brought out recently have been bad.
Apart
from Fast and Furious. Like, before that, they've all been okay.
Yeah.
They, as we've said many times, they focus too much on screens, but the rides themselves aren't bad quality. This is just awful.
This is bad from start to finish.
Yeah.
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 Next one says, terrible. The best part was seeing the cars in the queue. Don't bother going on it. You're like in a bus, like the Kong ride. Not thrilling in the least. It's actually silly.
Oh, silly.
You silly thing. Fast and Furious, more like slow and terrible. Most underwhelming ride ever.
See what he's done there.
Yeah. You would have expected some sort of a coaster given the theme, right? Yes. But what you get is a bus and one that hardly moves and lots of CGI screens that isn't in 3D, so it looks like you're in a wraparound video game. Woohoo. Not even worth a 5-minute queue, since the virtual line, it still means waiting for 20 minutes before riding. Instead of standing and shuffling around in a line, you just stand in pre-shows that were awful. Hardly anyone paid attention. Most are on their phones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's very true.
Yeah.
And to be honest, even, you know, British people don't get excited by stuff like that. In fact, we hate pre-shows.
Yeah.
Generally, but with people with live actors, they're uncomfortable. We're thinking, are they going to pick on us? What's going to happen? Americans tend to be a lot more lively, tend to enjoy it a bit more.
Yeah.
Nobody in either of those rooms
was
looking excited.
No, people just wanted to move on.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, when we see the pre-shows, as you say, the British, well, certainly we find them a little bit awkward, but this was super awkward,
yeah,
weren't they? Both of them.
Yeah.
It was
so bad.
So cringeworthy. But they, what was the, they should have done a coaster. That's what they should have done.
Absolutely, like, should have done a coaster.
Because, like, yeah, given the amount of screen rides they've got, they should have done a brand new coaster.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've got...
The warehouse is big enough for that.
Oh, definitely. They've definitely got enough space for it.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've got The Mummy and they've got Rip Ride Rocket. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if The Mummy was sort of coming towards the end of its life.
Yeah.
You know, the franchise isn't massively popular.
Well, and anymore. The reboot didn't particularly go well, did it?
No. And the ride itself is great, but it wouldn't surprise me
queues
if they
aren't
replaced it.
Very long, are they?
No. It wouldn't surprise me if they replaced it in the... in not too distant future.
Yeah, I would agree.
I mean, hopefully they would keep it as another track ride, because otherwise they've only got one track ride.
Yeah.
In Universal.
Yeah.
I mean, they've only got two in Islands. Well, at the moment they've only got one, because it's Hulk.
Yeah.
And then when they open up the other one,
so. You got Rip Ride Rocket though in Universal.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah, that's one.
Yeah.
If they got rid of The Mummy, then they'd only have one in Universal.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true.
So they could have turned this into a track ride.
They should have done.
And then they would have had three, and then they could have closed The Mummy at some point.
Yeah.
You know, did a new track ride.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it'd be a good balance, really.
I think so. And also, like, that it was kind of what I would have expected from this kind of attraction.
Yeah, like,
they just got lazy and copied.
Something fast,
yeah,
you'd expect.
And furious.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious ride, don't waste your time waiting. I must say that this has to be the worst ride I've ever been on. I would have been completely upset if I had to wait in line for it. Fortunately, When we tried to download the app for a time to return, it wouldn't work. So one of the starters took us straight on the ride. And let me tell you, what a letdown. It was super short and absolutely ridiculous. Stick to Transformers and even the Jimmy Fallon ride through New York, and please bypass this time waster.
I love that. They were like, oh yeah, we've been taken to the front of the line. This is going to be great. We're skipping this queue.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
Oh dear.
Oh boy.
Next one says, so I read different reviews about this ride. I even read that it was a party bus and somewhat like the King Kong ride. While I thought it would be better to be in cars for the ride, I said, well, how bad could it be?
Oh. That's what we said, I think, wasn't it? I mean, we thought it was bad, but how bad could it be?
First, you use your fast pass and somehow get shoved in together with all the other riders. No separate line anywhere. You walk through the garage and all the stuff is neat to look at. You end up being herded like cows with no lines and no organisation at all. Then, yes, you are placed in the bus and the action start. It seems pretty cool, and then when it's getting good, the ride ends. It just ends, and you're left there thinking, what just happened? The one guy, I think Jamie was his name, was super awesome and fully. He was the best part of the whole thing.
Super awesome and fully.
I don't know. Unless they improve this ride, it really is a waste of time. Suggestion, walk through and see all the good stuff and then find an exit.
I'm a bit confused by that. He said, it just starts getting good.
Yeah, at no point does this ride get good.
No, I don't remember any point where it started getting good.
No, I don't think so. I think we should have a look at some of the 5-star ones.
Yeah.
Let's
jump over.
Jump over love.
I think you might have to... Oh, okay, you can do it there. Is that 225 excellent for this ride, or...?
Mentioning Furious.
Right.
Great park, Fast and Furious, not worth it.
Oh.
Amazing time, but so disappointed with the Fast and Furious ride. Even the 5-star reviews.
That's brilliant. Yeah, because this...
Mummy ride all day. Fast and Furious, no thanks. Oh, God.
Because we were saying that... Because this is on the Universal Park page on TripAdvisor, because there isn't a page at the moment.
There isn't a page for Fast and Furious, no.
I would love to see what the overall score rating would be for Fast and Furious.
Well, that's probably why there's no... Universal said police should not have a page for this.
Literally everyone is saying on the... hang on. Fast and Furious is brilliant.
Let's see what this... I don't think there'll be more than that, though, will there? No, that's it.
That's just literally...
These are like one-liners.
Yeah. So we're struggling to find...
An actual review.
A great review of it.
No. Jimmy Fallon and Fast and Furious, both are boring. So these are all 5-star reviews. Very disappointed with Fast and Furious. That's another 5-star review. Enjoyed the Fast and Furious new ride. That's all they say.
Yeah, don't go into any more detail.
Fast and Furious ride, what a waste. 10-15 minutes waiting time. Transformers and Fast and Furious were great.
That's it. Nobody wants to go into more detail.
Okay, here we go. Maybe this is... Where are we? As far as the new rides go, new for us anyway, Fast and Furious gets a lot of negative reviews on the site. It wasn't anybody's favourite ride, but I'm glad I did it at least once. It's the same concept as Kong, just not as thrilling or as well executed. Speaking of Kong, I thought it was really great. That's it. So even then, they're not impressed.
They can't really say much about it. You know, I can say, blimey, that guy went into so much detail about everything.
This is a massive review.
Yeah, Jesus. I mean, I'm glad I did it. I will do it again in April with my parents.
I'll do it again next year.
I've told them it's horrendous.
Yeah.
They're still going on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to experience it. But I probably won't ride it again after that.
No, once I've been on it with Donna, I won't go on it ever again.
No. Hopefully, it won't even be there after a few times.
I hope so. These are all 5-star reviews. And this person, again, although I'm disappointed with the new Fast and Furious ride.
Yeah.
Nobody's saying good things about it.
No, nobody is. Even the people that aren't saying it's bad, they're saying it's not great.
Yeah.
They're just saying it's a ride.
You get wet on the new Fast and Furious ride. Didn't expect that. That's it. I mean, I've been through 2 pages of positive reviews that mention Fast and Furious, and no one is saying it's good.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious ride, a letdown. Again.
It's interesting. That guy's like 5-star, but he's saying Fast and Furious letdown. Jimmy Fallon was crap.
All the other rides were great.
Yeah. I don't know, it's a bit strange, you can't really give it 5 stars if you think like half the rides are rubbish, can you?
Fast and Furious was probably the only ride I got a little disappointed on. don't say to my family, but Universal was the best for us older kids. It's full of a similar to Spider-Man, Fast and Furious, Transformers, that's it, that's what they say. Love Fast and Furious.
Jeez, blimey.
That's all they say.
No, hang on, do more.
No, that's it.
I know.
That's all they say. To be fair, all the rides were great. The only slight letdown was new for 2018 Fast and Furious Supercharged. There's nothing good to say about it.
I really hope Universal are looking at these reviews. Obviously, they respond to a lot of them, but it makes you wonder how much the feedback gets back. But you'd hope that they would be saying that.
Not one person is. Well, a couple of people said they enjoyed it, but I mean, these are all 5-star reviews.
Yeah.
And nobody really is saying it's good.
No.
Oh, here we go. My best was Fast and Furious, which I did 5 times in a row.
Oh, my God.
Just kept going back.
Lol.
So even that could be a joke.
Yeah. It doesn't sound too serious, do they? They didn't get into much detail.
No. Great rides, though. The latest Fast and Furious ride was very disappointing. Not worth any queue at all.
Blimey.
So we genuinely cannot find a decent review.
A really positive review about it. There's people saying it's good.
All rides are great, except Fast and Furious. Please just scrap this one that's worse than the roadside carnival rides. It's a 5-star.
Oh, man. I really hope Universal are looking at these reviews and thinking, what have we done?
Yeah.
And because, I mean, I don't know how much a ride like that would have cost.
A lot.
Yeah, I mean, the building work alone, there's obviously, as we've said, huge buildings, so you imagine that's taken quite a lot.
Yeah.
And obviously all the queue set, the queue itself is quite detailed.
Yeah.
So it must have taken a fair bit of time to do that.
Yeah.
But they must have spent more money and more time on the queue than they did on the actual ride, because that
is horrendous,
isn't it?
Most
they must have given it to an intern at the computer graphics company that they went to.
Can we go to Lucas? No, Disney owned them. But they're the best in it. Yeah,
We're going to have to go with Dave. He's a freelancer.
He last worked on the PS1. most rides were great. However, Fast and Furious really should be called Slow and Senile.
Brilliant. That's a 5-star review.
That's a 5-star review. Fast and Furious rides duration was too short.
It was too short. It was
Fast and Furious
really
ride was weak.
The thing is, because we'd done Kong when we did Fast and Furious, but obviously we've both done Kong before.
Yeah.
And Kong, you sort of move into one bit and then you move into another bit.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember how many bits there are, but you do move about a bit. And this, I was expecting to go around the corner, you see a bit of a screen show, like a couple minutes, whatever, then you move on. I was expecting you to move on to another thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But
so was I, actually, yeah.
It just stopped.
Yeah. So I was expecting another scene as well.
Yeah, you go into one room, and that's it.
Yeah.
I don't understand why it was so short, considering other rides that were similar sort of setup were much longer.
Oh, here we go. Fast and Furious ride was fantastic. Everyone in our coach clapped at the end. I don't do roller coasters, but my other half and daughter do, and they really enjoyed the two Universal parks on the ride.
Again, I hope those were sarcastic claps. Just like slow clapping.
That's the cast members, though. The cast members go...
Yeah.
Yeah! They're
just encouraging people to clap and, you know, no disrespect, but the Americans, they just go along with it.
They just clap everything. That does annoy me at every ride. They're like, they clap like you survived.
Yeah. They're like, yes! Another 30 people survived our ride.
Didn't think much of Fast and Furious. I mean, we're 5 pages into the 5-star reviews that mentioned Fast and Furious.
Yeah, I thought
there you go. I enjoyed the new rides, even though I don't agree with how they chose to execute a Fast and Furious ride. Fast and Furious is a must. Great attraction with rides that caters for all ages.
Yeah, but it's awful. You know, yes, you can ride it at any age, but you wouldn't want to.
No, you don't want to at all. I'm not going to go any further. Fast and Furious. This park has some tried and tested white knuckle rides and new ones such as Fast and Furious. 5 pages in, and we're not really finding a positive review.
So he's saying this park has some tried and tested white knuckle rides and new ones. He doesn't say whether it's good or bad.
No, he doesn't.
It's new.
It's new.
Yes, it is new.
Yeah, so we're 5 pages in here, and I've not found a single really outstanding 5-star review for Fast and Furious. So I think we'll leave it there.
Yeah, I don't see how they could have. Yeah, I don't see how they could have had such a miss with this ride.
No.
They're putting the ticket prices up every year.
Yep.
Where's the money going?
Well, yeah.
It's certainly not going into the new ride.
It's definitely not.
It's going to be interesting to see if the new Harry Potter one opens.
The rumours are that is going to be outstanding.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of money that they've put into the Harry Potter lands, both of them, it's beyond anything that we've seen.
Yeah. I've heard...
Universal do before.
I've heard that it's going to be a giant animatronic Fluffy.
Oh, okay. That could be cool. I mean, they did the giant animatronic with Kong, so...
Which would be cool if it was set around the Philosopher's Stone. That might be quite nice.
Yeah.
But that's a rumour.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad. I'm glad that they're not doing it on. If that is true, that they're not doing it on Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah.
Although obviously Fluffy could be in Fantastic Beasts, maybe.
It's possible.
Potentially. Because obviously it wouldn't make sense being in. Where's the area called?
Hogsmeade.
Hogsmeade, that's
well, I don't know, because Newt obviously did go to
he did Hogwarts. Go to Hogwarts, yeah. So yeah,
it's possible. It's but possible. Then you are crossing years over.
Yeah, and it kind of gets a bit woolly then, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
You know,
I wouldn't be surprised if they did eventually add a Fantastic Beasts attraction in somewhere.
Yeah. But maybe they could get rid of Lost Continent.
Get rid of Lost Continent, do like a 1920s New York area.
Yeah.
Where there was a couple of Fantastic Beasts rides. That'd be pretty cool.
I mean, that could even fit into Universal, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that's kind of like more of a kind of like city-themed area that they could...
They could put it where T2 was, to be fair.
Yeah, they could do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, on that horrific note, I don't think we can talk about Fast and Furious any longer because it's just... If you've not been on it, it honestly is the worst ride in Universal, quite possibly the worst ride in Orlando, and one of the worst rides I've ever been on in my life.
But if you haven't ridden it, you should go on it.
Definitely go on it. Like, don't let us put you off going on it. And somebody said that to us. They said, oh, should I not go on it? And we said, no, go on it.
Yeah.
Because everyone needs to make their own mind up. Now, our opinion is very much you will not like it. But I think you have to go on it. And we will never stop anyone or try and tell anyone not to do a ride.
No, because you should, even if we say it's crap, you should still experience we're by no means, for yourself. Yeah,
we're by no means experts. But we do both think it's crap, and generally
and
we
based
agree.
On these reviews,
yeah,
so does everyone else.
Generally, we agree on things,
yeah,
for the most part.
Apart from a small word.
Well, it's okay to be wrong sometimes, Dan. So thank you very much for listening. Please search Theme Park Trader on iTunes and leave us a 5-star review, and follow us on all the socials. We are Theme Park Trader, and our website themeparktrader.com. And also keep an eye out for more Facebook Live videos. We're going to be starting those up very soon once we get the format and the settings right and Dan stops tilting his phone up.
I've got a set of headphones now, huh?
Nice.
Yeah, it's progress, isn't it?
I might get myself a little stand.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
that
yeah,
I
phone
can just
stand.
Slap my phone in and move it around.
I mean, there's been a fair bit of Disney news out this week.
Yeah, so we should do one this week.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out. We haven't decided the day yet, but we'll obviously post it on social when we've... when we are going to
do
that.
Just do it spontaneously, middle of the night.
Yeah, for now, like, that's what's
no
going to happen.
No interactions.
Until
it's 4 a.m, we're live, nobody's on because everyone's
Tuesday asleep. It's Tuesday night, I've got to go to work in 3 hours. So thank you very much for listening, and we will see you again next week.
Ah, there you are, and just in time. There's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return.